Smile, my friends, my soulful friends, smile. Let us smile. True, this world of ours is full of suffering and excruciating pangs, but that is no reason why we should not smile. We must smile in order to unburden the world's suffering burden. We must smile in order to diminish its untold pangs. Love, my friends, my soulful friends, love, let us love. Through this world of ours is full of hatred and disbelief, but that is no reason why we should not love and why we should not believe. We must love and believe in order to empty the hatred sea. We must love and believe in order to break asunder the cliffs and peaks of disbelief mountain. Claim, my friends, my soulful friends, claim. Let us claim. Through this world of ours has deceived us and betrayed us. Nevertheless, we must claim the world, for it is our bounden duty to change the face of the world. Unless and until we claim the world, we can never transform this world. Therefore, we must claim this world as our own, very own, with a view to transforming it. Finally, we must not forget to smile at our beloved Supreme, to love our beloved Supreme, and to claim our beloved Supreme, for He is our eternity's own, and we are His eternity's own. We shall smile at our beloved Supreme precisely because He is divinely great. We shall love our beloved Supreme precisely because He is supremely good. We shall claim our beloved Supreme precisely because you are His eternity's chosen instruments, Him to please in His own way, Him to fulfill in His own way. It is for this we all saw the light of day. He is our source, in Him we see, in Him we feel, in Him we fulfill our journey's course. Smile, love and claim. This world of ours is undoubtedly a projection of our beloved Supreme, although it is far from perfection, but there will come a time when we shall be able to radically transform the face of this world and turn it into perfection reality. Let us smile at God, love Him and claim Him, for He is allwhere, only for us, unconditionally for us. Something is missing, something is missing. What is it? Man's gratitude drop. Something is found. What is it? Man's haughty pride. Who needs it? Nobody. No, not even the all-devouring death. Something is missing. What is it? Man's service hands. Something is found. What is it? Man's feeling of worthlessness. Who needs it? Nobody, no, not even the worst possible fool on earth. Something is missing. What is it? Man's responsibility tree. Something is found. What is it? Man's satisfaction compromise. Who needs it? Nobody. No, not even the saint who is all forgiveness. The saint is willing to forgive ignorance, but he'll never make any compromise with ignorance, illusion. Experience and realization. Experience prepares, realization shares. Experience prepares the seeker for God's choice hour. Realization shares God with the seeker. Experience tirelessly tries and cries to find the goal. Realization effortlessly leaps in the goal and even eventually grows into the goal itself. Experience secretly tells the seeker what he will ultimately become. He will become God's most perfect instrument. Realization smilingly tells the seeker what he eternally is here on earth and there in heaven. On earth he is God, the aspiring and evolving man. In heaven he is man, the illumining and fulfilling God. Experience is convinced of the fact that this world of ours is a battlefield. Here, bad and good, divine and undivine forces are constantly at war. Realization knows that this world of ours is not a battlefield. It spontaneously knows that this world of ours is God's all-transcending vision tree and God's all-nourishing reality fruit. Experience moves from the finite to the infinite. It feels its presence in the finite first and then in the infinite. It feels its soul identity with the finite drop and then with the infinite sea. Realization swims right from the beginning inside the infinite sea with God, the eternal swimmer. Each experience is an added strength in the process of our evolving life. While we are marching along eternity's road, each experience is an added strength. Each realization is a transcending triumph. While you are running fast, faster, fastest along eternity's road, each realization is a transcending triumph. Experience is exceedingly fond of God, the compassion father. Realization is exceedingly fond of God, the oneness lover. Experience is our journey's birth. Realization is our ever-transcending, ever-illumining, and ever-fulfilling journey itself.